Chapter 7 Alice's Evidence.
What do you know about this business?
The king said to Alice.
Nothing,
said Alice, who was still growing. The king shut his notebook.
Time for the verdict,
he said.
Please, Your Majesty, said the white rabbit. We have a letter written by the prisoner.
I didn't write it, and they can't prove that I did, said the knave. There's no name signed at the end.
That proves nothing, said the king. Read it,
he said to the white rabbit. The court listened quietly to the letter. It was a poem that Alice could not understand at all.
Very good, said the king. Now, what is the verdict?
No, no, said the queen. Decide the sentence first.
Stuff and nonsense, said Alice loudly.
Hold your tongue,
said the queen, turning purple.
I won't, said Alice.
Off with her head,
the queen shouted at the top of her voice.
You don't scare me, said Alice.
She had grown back to her full size by this time and was no longer scared.
You're nothing but a pack of cards.
At this, the whole pack rose up in the air and came flying down upon Alice. She gave a little scream and tried to beat them off. Then she found herself lying on the bank of the river with her head in the lap of her sister. Alice's sister was gently brushing away some dead leaves that had fluttered down from the trees upon Alice's face.
Wake up, Alice dear, said her sister. You were sleeping. Oh, I've had such a curious dream, said Alice.
And she told her sister all about these strange adventures that you have just been reading about.